This is the first West Holmes School Report for the 2025-2026 school year. And I am Melissa Patrick here with Superintendent Eric Jerkovic. Welcome to the first episode.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here.
And we're getting back in the swing of things. We're glad to have you back. And at the last board meeting, you were able to present some good news regarding the building for the new K-5 building.
Well, yeah, the good news is that we continue to be on time and we continue to be on budget. We've been very fortunate this year with good weather. I know that we do need some rain. So our farmers and crops people out there, we need some rain. I understand that. But for us to be able to get this building under roof, which we are probably 90% under roof at this point, they have a few other areas to finish up here this week, and windows will be coming here at the end of the month, so they can start putting windows on, and we'll be under roof and dried in. So that's a good thing, because once they get dried in, things continue to move a little quicker.
And so the move-in date is August of 2026, correct?
Correct. August of 2026, and we're not sure if it'll be a Monday, if we'll, you know, we will get keys to the building in August of 2026. We've already started thinking about next year's school calendar, so there might be a slight middle school, high school maybe on one start schedule where the elementary might be on another, all depending on when we get the building.
Well, as long as it stays on schedule, everybody could be on a smooth start.
It does, but you know, they've moved the fair back because of the state fair, and Labor Day's moved back a week, so if we get it on the first week of August, that only gives those teachers about a week and a half to get ready and going through fair week at the same time. So it could be a little bit more stressful for those elementary teachers to move all their things into their classrooms and get them ready. So we have had discussion about either starting the last week of August or elementary starts after Labor Day. That'll come out probably January, February-ish, once we kind of have a better idea where we are with the building. I know they're continuing to run water lines and things on the first floor. They're starting to do that stuff. HVAC on the first floor, starting HVAC on the second floor. They've put all the stairwells in and concreted the stairwells. So they're moving along pretty good. So once it gets under the roof, they've also started the steel studs in the office and in the classroom. So they're starting to put those boundaries up, and once those get up and they start drywalling and pulling electric through those, it'll continue to go. So if we get it dried in, doesn't matter what the winter is. And they're also talking about putting the first layer base coat of blacktop on here probably the Octoberish, Novemberish. So once they get all the heavy equipment out of there, so it'll be a clean site. It won't be muddy. We've got the okay for the turn lane off of 754. So once you know, they get the drawings for that and get that rolling, that'll take shape, and we'll be moving forward.
Have they given like a tentative what they're looking like for putting in that turn lane?
No, we're working with the architects right now, but we did get the approval from the state to move ahead. So the finer details, I'm assuming they may start moving dirt here, but I'm assuming it may be early spring when they do that.
Now, is that going to be going north or south?
It'll be going north. So the deceleration lane will be north on 754. We will have two lanes turning out, so you'll be able to turn left and you'll be able to turn right coming out of the building.
And so with the start of school, you always have that punch list at the end, those last little minute things you got to do. So kind of all depends on where those fall also.
Yeah. And, you know, we have a meeting. I meet with them. They meet every Tuesday, the contractors and whatnot. Then we meet once a month, the first Tuesday of the month. And they kind of go through everything, timeline, where we're at, budget, contingency spending and things of those natures. That also gives me an opportunity to ask questions, and We've picked out playground. We've picked out the soft surface of the playground. We have a tentative interior colors, cabinet colors, but we're going to get into more of those here, I believe, shortly. Furniture discussions we'll probably have after January, because you know they want us to have the top of the line, most consistent new type of student desks. So we talked about possibly taking, maybe in February, taking our teachers, elementary teachers, on a field trip to one of the show houses, the showcase houses, warehouses, to look at furniture, because I don't have anywhere to put that furniture if they bring me a bunch of samples here. So that would give us an idea to give them to pick out their furniture, you know, the K2, the 3.5, and so on.
And is the plan still to kind of incorporate some historical elements from the other buildings to kind of commemorate having separate elementaries?
Yeah, we're currently, each hallway will have a different name. So Kilbuck, Big Prairie, Millersburg, Nashville, Lakeville, Glenmont. So those hallways will all be named a different hallway. We're currently taking, if people haven't noticed, we took all the old photos of the classes down from Nashville. And those are at the photographer. He is taking them out of the frames, taking pictures, so we have them digitally. He's done with those, so Lakeville's next. And then we'll do Kilbuck, so we can have those digitized. And then our goal is to have a touch screen in the lobby that will show all the history. And then some of the things, if we have room in the hallways, that we can hang some of those things as well in the hallways. We're looking at the Lakeville Bell and the Nashville Bell that sits outside, maybe lining the front walkway when they come in the building, one bell on each side. There is some architectural piece sandstone on some of the buildings that we have now just started talking about, possibly when we auction the buildings, putting that in the auction description, that, you know, those parts of the buildings get donated back to us. And then we can put them in flower beds or whatever. But yeah, there is that historical piece with that.
It's good to see you guys wanting to keep that, because a lot of times once you get the new building, that goes away.
It does. And that is, I mean, realistically, when you think about all of that, that started the school district. So we don't want to just throw away the tradition and throw away the love of those community buildings, but in the sense that, you know, they have been around for hundreds of years and they've served their purpose, and, you know, we put more money into it than we to revitalize it and keep it up than building a new building. So yeah, bringing that history in is a key for us.
One of the things as you're moving forward and new is security and making sure that buildings are secure. So, you know, the elementary is going to have the same security as you're putting in the middle school and the high school now, and maybe even better.
Yeah, we'll have a little better security than the middle school and high school. We did purchase a new system called Syntegix for the middle school and high school. It is a security system that all the teachers have badges, custodians, cooks. They all have badges that they work in two ways. You can push the button three times, which means I just need help in my classroom, or there's assistance in the hallway, which just sends an alert out to the school administration in the building. If you press that button multiple times, that then gets sent directly to the sheriff's department, and the sheriff's department then, we don't have to call, which kind of sometimes, you know, takes time. And then they can immediately dispatch people. They can pull up our cameras. They also will be able to see a map on the building on their computer screen where the button was pushed. And if that particular person starts moving around, that red dot will move around the map of the high school and or middle school. So those are currently at the middle school and the high school. That will get added to the elementary next year. But, you know, the elementary will have separate hallways that have separate doors that we lock down the buildings. Those doors shut. There's no access into those hallways. So there's much more security built into that new building. Like, you walk into the first vestibule, you can't get in the building. You got to go into the main office. You got to be buzzed into the main office. So that really isn't the way it is now. At the high school, you walk in and right there's the office. Middle school, you got to walk up the ramp to get into the building. So it's just one of the nuances of having a new building.
Well, it sounds like things are going great, and you know, West Holmes seems to have gotten off to a pretty good start for the year, and they're ready to take things on.
Yeah, we are. We're doing some good things in the buildings and classrooms, and I've been, you know, we hired some new people and been in those classrooms and seeing those people doing some good things with our kids. And, you know, our teachers that have been here for veterans, the seasoned, whatever you want to call them, are continuing to do good things for our kids. And they truly care about our kids here at West Holmes. And we're happy to have them on our staff.
Well, that's great to hear. Any last thoughts on the start of the school year and how things are going?
No, it just it goes by fast. And I mean, we're almost to the midterm of the first 9 weeks. And, you know, with that comes your fall sports. And they're on, you know, golf is almost done. That's one of the best sports. It starts in August and it's over into September, October. But, you know, most of them have hit their midpoint and they're doing well and continuing to show off their talents. And we're ready to roll into October.
Well, thank you so much for sharing the update, especially with the building. You can always see those updates on your Facebook page. You post videos and photos all the time, and it's great that you're keeping the people up to date with that.
Well, you're welcome, and go Knights.
That was Superintendent Eric Jerkovic for West Holmes School for our first school report of the year. For WKLM, I'm Melissa Patrick.